complex than Barry Goldwater.
All right,
I used to date a guy whose last name was Heine. I'm not kidding.
He's and that was the last thing you saw from him, too.
It wasn't a bad one.
On its way over the horizon.
Small bits of jetsam and flotsam in tow in orbit.
So now, if we could start over, Robbie, you were talking to the tax goddess here about something.
Indeed,
and that is the tax consequences of purchasing a home. And I'll bet you have an opinion on that, don't you, Miss Tax Goddess?
Of course. When you're purchasing a home, there's several things you need to look at. One is the fact that you can, if you itemize deductions, you can deduct the mortgage interest that you're paying, and you can deduct your real estate taxes. Now, there are a few qualifications. There are people who either have such a low mortgage or they're so far into their mortgage that they don't have enough of those kind of deductions to do what we call itemizing deductions. So they have to take their standard deduction instead. Uh-huh. But most people, when they buy a home, they can get a deduction for the mortgage interest and a deduction for the real estate taxes.
Well, now, what about closing costs, Tax Goddess?
Closing costs, it depends on the nature of the closing costs. Some closing costs aren't true costs in the respect that they're really amounts that are being put into escrow with the mortgage company in order to pay, well, you're paying monthly, basically, to cover the property taxes and insurance and things over time. But in terms of if you have points or loan discount fee or loan origination fee, if it's an original loan on the home, then you can deduct it that year. If it's refinanced, then you deduct it ratably over the life of the mortgage. So if it's a 15-year mortgage, you take it 1/15th every year.
That's ratably?
Ratably.
Ratably.
We learned a new word today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could spend 15 minutes riffing on that word alone.
She is truly goddess. Let me tell you something. I want to know, if you're really the tax goddess, can you get my school district rates lowered in return for, say, burnt offerings of livestock, that sort of thing?
Not for burnt offerings of livestock, but if you start talking jewelry, then we'll see what
do
we can
do. Do I throw it in like a fountain or a well or something?
No,
or
at me.
Just mail it to you.
Chocolate will do in a fix.
Oh, this pagan thing just isn't as exciting as it used to be.
The tax pagan?